Hilariously Melbourne.
I don't even have to say if you haven't heard of Sushi Mango, because these guys are massive. 90 million views, sold out Rod Laver's.
More views. Hundreds of millions of views.
It keeps going. Sushi Mango, Carlo, Joe, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
That means hello.
How can you put energy? Do you know what I've been dying to ask you? I'm sure you've answered it before, but because I just love your names so much. Sushi Mango is genius. Where did it start from? How did it come about?
Honestly, we sat down one day and we really, really, really like structured this plan to try and work out what we're going to call this thing. And then my son was in the toilet taking a crap and he said Sushi Mango. Yeah. And that's exactly...
Really?
It's the truth. We have to change that story. It's really underwhelming, but yeah, that's how it happened.
So good.
Wow.
So Sushi Mango comes from shit.
Yeah.
He was actually 3 years old, and we were sitting there on trying to figure out what we're going to call this thing, and then he was saying Sushi Mango.
That
did he have crazy diarrhea?
That's
yes.
It.
Wow. Yeah. And yeah, because he had mango and sushi. So. Oh. And I see what happens when you don't eat Italian.
Yeah.
We just hope he doesn't want royalties in the future because,
Hey, Ma, I've got a 3-year-old son. He said nothing profound on the toilet. He's listening now. Charlie, start coming up with some good names for me, mate.
Mate, you boys are flying. How does it feel to go to Rod Laver? You know, you think of Rod Laver, you know, the concerts. Roger Federer selling out. Rafa Nadal. Sushi Mango is selling out. And I've seen clips online of you guys when you post. They are crazy, man. They just love you guys.
It's all our cousins at the end. Yeah. A couple of aunties and stuff like that. No, it's crazy. It's overwhelming and it's humbling. And yeah, we can't believe we're doing it. It's the third one. So it's a record breaker, I believe.
Mm.
I don't think there's been a comedian that's done 3 in a tour, which is, again, overwhelming, but you know, it's really nice.
We're not bragging though. No.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't tell the tax department because we're totally told one.
Mate, Rob's don't play tax then.
Yeah.
Cash at the door for a Rob Laver gig.
It's cash.
Yeah, you pay at the door.
Now,
they're all cousins, free tickets.
Something we just found out, which we love, we've got our wonderful producer here. You might have met him outside, James Blake. And we just found out that Joe, your teacher at primary school was James' mum, Mrs. Blake.
Yeah, yes, very true. I can't believe it. It's flashback of, come on, man. When you were at a primary school, the only thing that we all cared about was 2 things, playing footy and girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I
have you met young. James?
Yeah, I did meet, and he's exactly like, looks like his mum.
He's an Adonis.
Well, speaking of his mum.
And I was such a good student too. I was an amazing student. And lucky we don't have his mum on the line.
Well, you say that, Joe. Here's Mrs. Blake. Oh, she's here on the line. James's mum, Mrs.
For real?
Blake.
Really?
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Mrs. Blake, and God bless you.
Yes. Good morning, Grade 5 Red. I hope you've all got your handwork, your homework, and you can put it on my desk.
Oh, Mrs. Blake, do you remember Joe? Can you tell us anything about Joe from Grade 5?
Oh, golly, please call me Leah. look, I always knew that Joseph, as he was known back then, was destined for greatness. He made his mark in the school, and I knew that we'd be reading about him sometime in the future.
Yeah, we thought about somewhere in court, you know.
Or jail. Or Crime Stoppers.
Yeah. I thought I'd be able to give a character reference or something like that. Speaking of cousins, I reckon half the class were cousins of yours, weren't they?
We took over St. Peter's. We paid cash.
Well, Bianca was there. She was in your class. She was your cousin, wasn't she?
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, no, look, I just remember you being very cheeky. You were always down in the back of the room.
Mm.
You had these people around you. I think you were entertaining them or you were doing some kind of deals with them or something. in a very big, big school, you did stand out.
Oh, mate. You and my mum were on a first-name basis towards the end of the year because I got the call so many times.
Well, I think you did. And, you know, I had this thing of putting kids who were distracting and distractible in corners. And Smart. I needed seven corners. And it was
only well, that's because that's what I was so good at soccer because I took a good corner, Mrs. Blaine.
Yeah, I think that's all you talked about, soccer.
Well, oh, my God. Thanks. What a spin out. So good to speak to you.
Good to be spoken to. You take care of yourself. Yeah, you fantastic.
Mrs. Blake, I got some tickets for my show for you. Special tickets. Oh. I'll give them 10% off.
They're in the corner.
Cool, cool.
They're in the corner at Rod Laver. Payback. Hey, now.
Thank you, Leah. Lovely
thanks,
to speak
Leah.
To you.
Right. Now, boys, you've got a podcast which is going crazy, and you've asked me to go on it.
Yes.
But I see who you've had on it, and you've had Scott Morris, and it's all gone downhill since he's been on your show. So I might pass until I re-sign at this radio show so I can't get the arse. But how do you come up with all this stuff? Because you blokes are genius. You just did Mother's Day. You're all dressed up as mums in the kitchen, cooking the pasta.
It's years of trauma growing up, and it's just stuck in the back of the brain, just comes out.
We never really run out of material. And when we do, we'll just go to notepads and go to our parents' place and just take some notes, and there we go. We've got another 6 months of material, you know. So
it's all in the noggin, you know, from all the years growing up and stuff like that. And then, you know, you put it together and you dress up as a woman or an old man, and you say some stupid stuff, and it just comes out.
I feel like the pandemic was great for you guys because you did a lot of COVID gear in the cars. You know, you could go, you can jump on a plane with a mask, but you can walk through a shopping centre with no mask on.
Yeah, nothing like a good pandemic to help your career. It's fantastic. It was good in that sense. Like, you know, we doubled down and we created more content and stuff like that, and people enjoyed it. You know, people needed a chop out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
got me through was the numbers. We've got 20,000 here and we've got 2,000 there, but we've got this one and we've got that one. Mate, I was actually understanding you more than what I did the health ministers. Geniuses.
You did. You got us through the pandemic, but you're so much more. You are these record-breaking Rod Laver events, and you can still get your tickets for August, did we say 27th? 27th. Get Around the Boys, Sushi Mango. Thank you so much, Carlo, Andrew, Joe, for joining us. It's so great to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us, guys, and we hope to come back soon.
Yeah, come back anytime.
We'll reserve you some tickets on Western Ring Road for the third Red Light.
Yeah. All right, let's get on Lost Frequencies, Callum
Can
Scott.
Can I do
now.
The catch cry?
Here at the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
We are doing this thanks to Underwork. It's time for Boxy's Big Night Out. And we have found some absolute beauties, haven't we, boys?
Nick and I in our hot little hands have got some little tweets that go back to as early as 2012.
What's that? 10 years ago.
Twitter, little couple of drunk tweets by the Rager.
How do you know they're drunk?
This one says, I wish I hadn't eaten a hot dog at 3 a.m. Just put my luggage dress on and I look like I'm in my second trimester. And you're there looking with a couple of mates, smashing hot dogs.
Logies dress on. Oh, it must be the night before the Logies.
And this is how you know you've had a few this night, Boxy. Next tweet, same photo, girls' night. The exact same photo. Same photo, back to back, same photo.
This one back in the 3rd of the 4th, 2012, you're actually on a stage and with the one Flo Rida. Mm. And you say, sometimes it's necessary to let Flo Rida slap you on the ass.
Ooh,
sorry,
dear
Mum.
Well, hang on. It was a world famous rooftop and Flo Rida was going low.
You also went in to say, you know, I know how to make him stop and stare as I zone out. The club ain't even handling me right now. Time for a lie down. Okay. No.
I did have this thing, and I don't know what it was. When I would be out, I would just tweet song lyrics, and I don't really know why I was doing that. Oh, dear.
This one's the best one.
Yeah, I've consumed all this in the last few hours. I need to lie on the bathroom tiles for a bit. When girls' nights go bad, a couple of cruisers, big bowl of M&Ms, some choc honeycomb, some cherry ripes. I've got the same photo in my phone from Saturday.
What about this little rager?
What?
April 16th, 2012. 2012 was a good year for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Had a blinder.
Been awake for 37 hours. Got to go to bed, so tired. Can't type anymore. And you actually didn't spell any more right.
Yeah, you left the E off the end.
Dropped the E.
Like you've fallen asleep while typing. 37
hours. See, guys, you worry about me making it through the night all night.
Well, I do worry,
I did 37 hours.
I do worry about you making it through the night because of this one. April 17, 2012, day after, picked up a random at Eve last night. Best night ever. I'm a goddess.
That. He's just made that up.
I'm a goddess.
Never been to Eve.
Wow.
Didn't
you
happen.
Little potter and a move. Foxy's big night. Don't close. Woo!
1019, The Fox.
Hughesy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. That means it's Hughesy Tuesday. Hughesy.
It is great to be here, guys. Can I just say something for everyone listening? Tomorrow is 20 years to the day that I met my wife.
Aww.
In the Melbourne CBD. Whatever day it is, what's tomorrow?
Wednesday.
That's a 29th. 25th.
Whatever, yes, the 25th.
Good number.
Yes.
I love that.
Evolution.
What a beautiful
day,
moment.
To even remember the day you met, that's not even like a wedding anniversary.
No, it's easy for us because I talked about it on the radio. We met on the Friday night and I talked about it on the Monday and she was driving across the Balti Bridge. Apparently she wasn't listening, but a friend of hers was, rang her and said, that guy's talking about you on the radio. She rang the radio station. We went out that night to IMAX in Carlton.
She's a groupie.
Anyway, so we went out that night in Carlton.
Where did you meet?
And we passed in Lygon Street.
Wow.
Another
that's very
Carlton, cool. Another Carlton connection. We met at the Cherry Bar in in the CBD there. So, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I did see Hughesy around about 20 years ago and we were at a movie premiere. And I'm a Don Bradman, batting well above. Nick's batting well above. And I got in the car and I was with a few of the boys and we were like, how has that happened?
Hard work. How is she with him?
Because she was, mate, she still is stunning.
Talent.
And we were just,
Hughesy
was
rats,
mate, he was walking on cloud nine. You should have seen he was like a, he is a peacock. He's just.
You got a lot of that though. I remember the Acras. What's the other big one?
The Brownlow Arias. Yep.
I was at the Arias, and back when I was doing a show with Marty Shergold, and I remember bumping into you and Holly, and I just remember all the other comedians were like, "What is going on there?" And I remember thinking, "Why are you all being so? He's a
mean
guy."
Absolutely. Yeah. Mark Holden from Australian Idol came into the radio show
once.
Touchdown Man and said it's Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
I get that all the time.
Darren Hinch went on radio.
Oh, geez.
Darren Hinch, who just got kicked out of Parliament apparently, didn't get his Senate seat back. He said he saw us in the paper. We're at a Spider-Man premiere in the Jam Factory just after we'd going out. And he said that won't last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Darren. 20 years down the track.
That's because you're funny.
You've
your charisma.
Been viciously bullied. That's what's
Absolutely.
Happened there.
Now my own children are doing it.
One day grandkids will come through. Pa Hughesy, you're banning.
Hey, mate. Now, Boxy, as you well know, as a mother of two, single parent, hasn't been out for 7 years. We are going to the Gold Coast on Boxy's Big Night Out. We're going to go 6 p.m., Hughesy.
Yep.
Start drinking all the way to 6 a.m., and we're going to go straight on air.
You're going to do a 24-hour?
A
12-hour. Yeah, all right.
And you don't drink anymore? You got any tips?
This is going to be – you think it's a good idea. It's not. You'll need some medics around. Yeah. This is going to be full on.
I'm nervous.
This is appointment listening, though. I can't wait. When is it? Come on. What day is it?
2 weeks. 2 weeks. You should come.
Boom.
2 weeks.
I'm going to call in. Yeah, I love it. I went all night one night after the Logies, and this is as a non-drinker, I went all night and got on air, and I was awful.
I know.
Nick and I do it often, and we nail it.
The Super Bowl Tuesday's in here. Open the door.
Good luck.
We are steaming.
Hey, what's your thoughts on monkeypox?
Look, I'm just going to avoid monkeypox. I mean, I avoided the Japanese mosquito, so, you know, I think we've just got to...
Is that Japanese mosquito still getting around?
Yeah, it is.
That might be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mosquitoes are nasty, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in winter ones. Yeah. So if you got one buzzing around in the middle of winter, you know it's a serious mosquito. So you avoid that mosquito.
No saunas for you?
No. saunas for me, mate. No. No, I'm not a sauna guy.
That's where it spread, well, super spread.
Well, there was to put that in context, it's not just saunas aren't necessarily super spreading
that's
events.
What's happening in
there
the
was a
or
there
when
was
they
a
do that.
No, wait for it. There was what? A fetish festival at a sauna.
Oh.
That's where the monkeypox got spread.
What's your thoughts best on case there is a Japanese mosquito bite, I reckon. That
sometimes,
is best case.
What's your thought on a fetish festival?
Oh, you know what? It's the price of having fun, I reckon.
We've covered a lot this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is so exciting. We announced it just after 8 o'clock yesterday. This is happening.
I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night. She'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had. It's Boxy's big night out.
Oh, yes, it is on the Gold Coast, all thanks to our friends at Underworks. I tell you what, it's freezing outside. You don't want to get cold feet this winter with Australia's best range of winter socks from Underworks.
Yes, we'll be warming up with some Underworks socks on the evening. Now, if you missed the announcement yesterday, this is we're really excited because this time last year, we were planning Boxy's big night out and then another lockdown happened and we cancelled it. So it's back, and I have not been out for about 10 years. Children have completely scuppered my... I've said that word again. Scuppered my social life. You, Fev, have never been out with me.
No.
Nick, you've never been out with me. We've never been out on the town.
No.
And we are not only going to go out for one big night, Melbourne, we want to take you with us.
Yeah.
So you can get on the standby list. You can wait for the queue to call 13 10 60. We'll take you to the Gold Coast with us. The big thing about this night is there's no one leaving. We are going right through till 6 a.m. So we'll go out on the Thursday night.
6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
6 p.m. 6 a.m. in the morning, we'll be on the radio show straight from a club.
And I would have been worried about you, Boxy, 5 weeks ago. But after 4 weeks of being out in the burbs, live shows, and their energy at the Brekkie and the Burbs... I reckon you'll be fine.
Yeah, but I reckon
she's... Because that's sober fired up in the morning.
I reckon she's a Usain Bolt, not a Steve Mortigetti.
Oh,
I reckon
really?
Quick out the gates, and I don't know if she'll be able to sustain it. But, mate, I am so excited. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. I used to get sacked from footy clubs for this sort of behaviour.
Now we're going
to
get promoted.
Now I'm getting paid for it. But like, this is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
No, you've got no idea how
Feb's
it makes my body feel.
Feb's going to stuff
I am
up
on cloud nine. Because if anything happens, I'll say your fault.
Can you imagine, like, after...
Feb will do the reverse here and get fined. He'll end up going to, like, a 24-hour gym. Yeah. And it's like, this is no time for training, Feb.
I've organised, I've made a few calls to some mates at the Goldie. I've got recovery at nine straight after. We'll go straight to another pub.
Which will
be good. So we'll just keep going.
This is going to be...
How would you go at recovery?
I don't even know what that means.
It means you just keep going.
Oh,
so it's like recovery.
I think you meant like you're going to an ice bath or
something. No. Recovery is like...
Well, drop bath.
All I know is I haven't done an all-nighter since I was 18 and I
haven't done an all-nighter
for a while.
I
don't even know if this is possible, but 13, 10, 60, we're after some tits.
Gold Coast, bro.
Have you turned up to work after an all-nighter? We want to hear some stories. How did you do it? What did you do? How were you at work?
There's
some funny stories back in the day, Boxy, because we used to always go out and we'd have recovery. Like, we go out a Sunday night, you go Depot, Star Bar, Heath. And that was the trifecta.
Yeah.
And you'd leave Heath at like 5:30 in the morning. You'd go straight to the footy club. You'd sit in the sauna for a bit, try to sweat it out. And then you'd go to recovery. You swim. And you used to always swim in the lane. You could smell the bourbon and stuff coming in the lane. You know, you're being out. If you don't want to talk to anyone, but you think you're all right. And then someone will go, and you stink, bro. And you've got chewies, you've got everything in your mouth.
You
can't hide it.
It's coming out the pores.
They just know.
Pete from Clyde North. Hey, Pete.
How you going, guys?
Pete, have you pulled an all-nighter?
Yeah, I did. And we had to go do a gas and mains job. So we just had some grappa in the morning, some shots in the morning to keep us warmed up.
Yeah.
And when you can, you just go to a little hot box, dunny, and have a little nap.
Oh, beautiful. Naps when you can.
Sleep on the toilet, drink grappa. Bang.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I very like Italian. It. Maybe when we get to work for that Friday shift, we have sleeping bags. We sit in sleeping bags and maybe just have a little sleeps during the songs.
I don't reckon you'll want to
Let's play double songs.
What about those like vitamin IVs you can get? Yeah. I've seen those in Vegas.
I had them in Bali. Yeah, they come. You can get them here. They've got like they just when you're
registered
dehydrated.
Nurse.
We did it on Mad Monday, and I could not open my. I was feeling so sick, and Big J Brown goes, "Brother, go to the doc, get an IV." This is before the Mad Monday, and I sat there for an hour. They put the fluid all back in your body, like a couple of bags, two bags, mate. I walked out of that doctor's like I hadn't been out.
Wow. Okay.
Rehydrate you. No, we should get them.
Fluid bags.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the best.
Hey, Pete. Yeah. Are you interested in coming to Boxy's Big Night Out?
Oh, mate, I can show you guys how to do it.
Yay! Can we put you on the standby list?
You guys definitely can.
Pete, you are on the standby list. You could be coming with us.
Woohoo!
Woo! Laura from Tullamarine. Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, Laura, we're pumped. We're keen. This is going to be an all-nighter. It's going to be live on the show. Have you done this? Have you got any tips?
Oh, mate, when I was a young kid, right, we had a work function and I had to work the next morning. So we just ripped an all-nighter. I was so sick. It was when I was working for a supermarket. And I had to be on the register, and it was only me and my boss on at the time in the morning. And I just, between every customer, I just vomited in the side bin.
Oh, dear.
So it's a tacky that'll make you last the whole night.
Also, there's not a worse way to be feeling to hear people say savings, more like spendings. mate.
Laura, that's enough to put me off, actually. I don't want to be being sick all morning.
I'll jump you back. I'll jump you back on the wagon. Figure of speech. Is that the right thing to say? Hey, Mobile Clinics IV Infusions Australia. So they go Australia wide.
Just DMG.
They boost your immunity, increase energy, reduce signs of aging. That's good. They give you it's a vitamin infusion.
Right.
Get you going for a couple of hours.
Well, there we go. That's an option.
That's on.
Laura, do you want to come to Boxy's Big Night Out?
100%.
You're on the standby list. You could be coming with us.
Awesome.
Excellent. I love this. I love getting people to relive their all-nighters too. Stuart in Cranbourne. Hey, Stu.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Stu. You pulled an all-nighter?
Yeah, so I went out for a mate's 18th, and I had to go to work the next morning. So we got home at 6, and I had to be at work at 6:30. And I was so seedy. I was working at KFC at the time, and I was just running the whole day. And then straight after, as soon as I walked out, straight to the pub. Back on them, mate. That's all you got to do is just go straight out,
keep going.
Man, you imagine feeling really dusty, though, after an all-nighter, and you go, well, I don't know what can fix this. Then you look behind you, and you're like, I'm working at a KFC. Yeah, I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Get me a zinger. Turn it around.
Stu, I feel like we might need you at Boxy's Big Night Out. Will you come if we can get you there?
Yeah, of course.
You're
of
on
course
the standby list, great. Stu. This is great.
Well done, Stu. We've had some great calls, but as I always say after these breaks, Boxy, drink responsibly.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
A bit of excitement just happened in the studio.
A surprise.
It was amazing that the cameras, the TV cameras came into the studio.
I was like, what have I done?
And the wonderful Beck Danaher came in on her dad's behalf, Neil, to present you with this incredible Fight MND, the Big Freeze beanie. And it's a personalised one, like a baggy green,
one. Yeah, you got presented your baggy green when you make your test debut. And you know, I did the Big Freeze a couple of years ago, and I went down the slide dressed as Steven Seagal, a bit of pressure point style.
Great.
Which was great. I thought it was funny. And I've got number 60 on it. So I've been presented with this by Beck, and mate, it's a nice surprise.
It's a real honour.
I know. It's like not many of us have done it, obviously. So to be asked to do it, it's an honour, and, you know, to fight the beast. And, you know, Neil's done such a great job in raising awareness for MND. It's it's an absolute nightmare of a disease, and it affects so many people across Australia. And, you know, some people would just, you know, go about their own business and worry about what they're going to tick off on their life now, that obviously when they have MND. But he's done the total opposite, and he's trying to make everyone raise money to make a cure for everyone to, you know, that's obviously going to get it in the later years to help them. So he's a selfless human. He's an amazing man. And to be able to wear this on his behalf is a real honour.
It is. And obviously you can get behind it and get your big freeze. But yeah. Come over here, Beck.
There
jump
we
on
go.
A mic. Beck,
jump
Beck
on.
Danaher, nice still on. In the studio. Beck, so lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me gatecrash your show today.
Really, really gatecrash.
Yeah, that was a swarm.
My entourage as well.
Cameras.
There was an entourage.
What?
And I guess we can't all have these baggy green type beanies, but people can obviously get behind the cause. How do we get our beanies?
You can go down just to Coles Express Bunnings or fightmnd.org.au. These beanies are flying out the door and we're so thankful for everyone's support because, you know, this humble little beanie is really changing people's lives and we're hoping it's going to lead to finding the answer to beat the beast.
Yeah, it will. It will. And your dad, you should it's be so amazing, proud, as man. Fev just said. What an incredible fight it's been. And it continues to go. The battle continues.
I tried to drag him out of bed this morning, but it was a bit too early for him. So
he's like, where are you going? See Fev? Nah, I'm sleeping.
Well, thank you, Beck. Fight MND. Yeah, get your beanies. Let's get behind and get rid of this beast.
101.9 The Fox.
Gee, big day for our new Prime Minister yesterday.
Ooh.
He's pretty much just been elected, sworn in the morning, on a flight to Japan, has a 20-minute conference call on the flight to Boris Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got to use Skyphone.
He's got the Skyphone.
Oh, the international flights. I've always seen that in the arm race there. And you go, imagine how much that had cost. He got to do it.
Arrives in Japan. Meets the acting, the deputy prime minister there over in Japan. He's shaking hands, having to do that. That's a lot. Like if you think about when you get a new job, I can only think of times in my life when I've gotten a job and you go, yay. And then you go out to dinner with your parents or your partner, your family. You go, guess what? And then it all sinks in. That is a lot to happen to him in 48 hours.
Yeah. There was no dipping your toes in the water, straight in.
No, and so much. Like, you know, when you start a new job and then sometimes the expectations can be huge. Like, you know, I'm just trying to think.
Well, when I started here, my mate Jack texted me and said, get a photo of Fev pressure pointing you.
That would have been heaps funny.
You did it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I?
God. But there'd be high and pressure jobs, separate to that pressure point. There'd be high pressure jobs where your first day on the job, because you'd think you'd get eased in. Most people, you think, hey, why don't you just shadow that guy over there for a week, watch what they do, and then you ease into it.
When you're prime minister, you're the highest up in the country, there's no one to follow around.
I know, but other jobs, like if you were working, I guess there are some pretty dangerous jobs out there or jobs where you're dealing with lots of money or, you know, like armor guard guys or girls like that. I think that's a tough job.
Yeah, tough job.
Walking in and having to take all that money and it's all your responsibility.
Even like, for a young child, like Lenny started her first job at a cafe and she was so nervous. Like she's never done it before. She had no idea. She's usually ordering. She dropped the plate. And she was like so nervous, like first day on the job. And I go, how'd you go? She goes, I dropped a plate. And I'm like, oh, no. And she goes, she was shaking.
My first day at the pub.
Imagine being the Prime Minister.
At the Prince Albert Hotel in Williamstown, my first day, my hand was shaking so much, pouring my first beer, that the guy across the bar said, didn't ask for a cocktail, mate.
13-10-60. What did you get thrown at you on the first day?
How was your first
day
on
air? High pressure.
Were you nervous?
Of course. It's sort of all a blur, though.
I'm
just trying to think. But it was also like I can't. My first actual on-air shift.
Oh.
Well, here's something I'll tell you, a little sneaky behind the scenes.
Hello.
What you can do in radio, and particularly what you did in radio in like the 90s and early 2000s, because this would have been about 2001, 2002, I had my first shift. You could pre-record it. So I didn't do any of my voice breaks live.
Oh.
I just do them in the machine. Oh. And then I got to correct them. Like I'd go...
Yeah. So that would have taken ages.
I go, feeling good, right across Gippsland, 3GG. Oh, no, I'll do that again. Hang on. Feeling good, right across Gippsland, 3GG. It's Fifi this morning. No, I won't say that.
So that's like me doing live reads now.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I'd play out the perfect version.
Hilariously Melbourne.